I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In West Africa, multiple factors are converging to create a quickly escalating crisis. Rain shortages have left people without food, while terrorist groups like Boko Haram have left people fearing for their lives. Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian explains.
So you have this convergence of these two factors, and then you have the political crisis in the country and these different countries, which is affected by corruption. So humanitarian organizations are trying to bring aid to these groups, but it's not getting to the people because of corruption. So it's a huge mess that's affecting millions of people.
Christian Aid serves the most vulnerable by bringing food, rebuilding shelters, and providing education. And they're using this as a platform to share the hope of Christ, and lives are being touched. And sometimes ministries bite off a little more than they can chew. But when it comes to Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith says they relish the chance to be a part of a translation movement in the Middle East that just keeps growing.
What started out as an initial foray into seven languages 4 years ago has now grown to 100 languages that are currently in the process of translating scripture into minority languages in that region. And the vision is for another 80 to begin in the next months or years as we're able.
So how did they handle such a massive interest in translation? By using local churches eager to help get scripture into their own language. The church in the Middle East is healthy and growing.
Those kind of stories don't get the front lines, the headlines, but they are the backstory that's behind all of the headlines, is that God is at work in these arenas. And we need to remember that there are still thousands of groups that have not even one verse of scripture.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.